This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Yeah, buddy. Welcome back. We are live here in Arlington, one of our favorite municipalities in all of the Metroplex, home of your 2023 World Series champion, Texas Rangers. And they're making moves. We'll have John Gray coming up at 3:40. We'll get his thoughts on Jake Berger, the new DH, going to be hitting bombs. Hits about 250 and hits about 30 a year. And we're excited to have him.
The fattest, sweatiest dong balls in the league, according to Broadus's source.
That is right. I heard he hits his weight at 250.
Damn right he does.
We got some Cowboys stuff coming up at 3:20. Stephen Jones talking about Mike McCarthy. Time now for your NFL News of the Day. Here's Zachariah.
All right, we'll have a Bill Belichick update. An hour from now, we'll talk some more college football, so we'll save that for then. We do have some injury news within the division. Our old buddy Noah Brown, he's going to be out for several weeks, potentially the season. He's got a serious internal injury. I don't know any more details than that, but the Commanders are looking at Luke McCaffrey, brother of Christian, who played at Rice, moved from quarterback to wide receiver during his college days. I'll say for limited reps at wide receiver, this young man's impressive. I don't know that Luke McCaffrey is going to be giving that spot back once he gets that opportunity, but a bummer for Noah Brown, who's actually been having a really quality season there with the Commanders.
Yeah, you know, Noah Brown, the way he's kind of made his day or his career is, you know, being a physical, kind of a tough guy. He went to Houston, all of a sudden kind of developed into a receiver, yeah. And then gets with the rookie. It's funny, the last 2 years of his career, having to play with, you know, with rookie guys. You know, he looked down in Houston and then now up there with That's the Commanders.
Right. Stroud and Daniels, I didn't put that together.
Thriving in
the Noah Brown effect.
Yeah. Thriving in both areas, so. It's a
rookie
shame he got hurt.
Best friend there, Noah Brown. It's amazing.
Hey, you know what's amazing is the way Broadus just powered through the analysis there while hammering home a gas station submarine sandwich.
Yeah, it was impressive.
And that's like a Hagee special, too, because it's got no sauce. Like, is there
mustard on it.
Oh, there is mustard on it.
Yeah, you made it sound like it was kind of a bag of ass.
Well, I thought really they were condiment-free sandwiches.
No, it's really actually pretty good. I'm so hungry right now. It's amazing.
It really doesn't matter what it was. It was really good.
I had to throw my Noah Brown 2 cents in there while I'm taking bites.
That mustard sets it off, though, dude. I'm glad they put that as just a standard item on the sandwich.
It's got the salami and the turkey in it, and the bread is always so soft.
It actually looks pretty good.
How soft it is.
It looks strong.
Got a decent expiration date on that bad boy?
No, it's probably, let's see, 1941. I think we're good.
Oh, it's younger than you.
Perfect. Yeah.
Age like a big man.
Hey, tomorrow, man. Tomorrow's 61 years old for you.
Happy early birthday.
61 tomorrow, 61 Brian tomorrow. Bronco.
And we're going to be just up the road at Hurtado Barbecue tomorrow. Yeah. So make sure you come on out and you say happy birthday to our guy, Brian Broadus.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
He
Very
might
nice
ignore
you,
but I don't think he will. Because it's his birthday.
But
He's
he might.
Be in great,
he might.
But
great
I might.
Spirits.
I still might.
Only place I eat onions.
Go ahead and get him some fireball shots. Mm. Giants head coach Brian Daboll has told reporters Drew Locke is in a walking boot due to a heel injury. Tommy Cutlets is back, baby. He's expected to start Sunday against the Ravens. Now, let's keep it right there with the New York football Giants as we had a new mock draft that came out today courtesy of Field Yates on ESPN. Now, he's got the Giants number one overall taking Shedeur Sanders. He's got the Raiders at number two overall taking Cam Ward. And before we go through any more of that, I want to say, according to one big insider, you guys remember the name Nevin Shapiro?
Oh, yeah.
I know you do, Eric.
Yeah.
big-time Miami donor. He jumped on with Adam Pac-Man Jones on his podcast.
Of course he did.
He's telling us he knows who the Giants are going to have at quarterback next year. Here's what Nevin Shapiro had to say.
I'm being told through reliable sources. Cam Ward is going to the New York Giants, guaranteed, and the University of Miami's offensive coordinator is going with him, Shannon Dawson.
So is this a source facts?
I'm telling you, holler at me at April 25th or 6th, or whenever the draft is.
People out there who might not be familiar with Nevin, Nevin knows every major superstar that's come out of Florida over the last, 30 years, Nevin? Longer than that?
40.
You plugged in with GMs, you're plugged in with programs, you're plugged in with, everybody.
I'm going to tell you from what's been shared with me. Deion won't let his kid go to the Giants. So right away, whether Shador is the better quarterback or not, that's not for me to decide. Deion's not letting his kid go to New York. He wants him on the Raiders. The Giants are taking Cam Ward. Reliable.
So, if you don't know Nevin Shapiro's background, he is a convicted felon. Received a 20-year prison sentence for one count of securities fraud, one count of money laundering valued at approximately $900 million. Supposedly violated the NCAA rulebook by providing assorted favors, goods, cash, prostitutes, the Miami football team during an 8-year run as one of the school's most prominent boosters. Now, all of this, maybe minus the prostitutes, would totally be cool in today's NCAA when you have the NIL deals and all this. He'd be crushing it.
Other than for like UNLV, I guess.
And he is very plugged in. So there might be something here. I do think he's spot on with the Raiders stuff and Prime and Shador. Like, that seems like a foregone conclusion. If they're in position, I think that Raiders and Shador Sanders marriage is going to happen. I don't know about Cam Ward, but they're going 1-2 in Field Yates' latest mock draft. Giants and the Raiders have the first two picks. If that's the case, maybe. Maybe Cam Ward is the next quarterback for the New York Giants.
I know that the front office guys from the Giants have recently been in Colorado.
Okay.
Yeah, so, Shane's been all over the
He's checking everything going on in Colorado. And I think he's been going there and meeting with Deion to maybe talk about what potentially lies ahead if the Giants get this pick. So keep an eye out on that one. Our guy might be absolutely right about this, but I know the Giants have been spending a lot of time in Boulder, Colorado.
I think it would be crazy to not want your kid to go to New York, although I understand there could be relationships or reasons that Deion is aware of that I'm not. But, I mean, going there with 30 million people in the market, like the endorsement opportunities are absolutely massive, I don't know. Maybe he's convinced they've become a loser organization post-Tom Coughlin. And if that's the case, I wouldn't want my kid to go play for a loser for all the money in the world. You know, if I'm looking at the next 12 to 15 years watching my kid play, I would want a winning situation. It's unbelievable that Nevin Shapiro guy, though. Just one of the worst people.
30 for 30, right?
Yes. There's a 30 for 30 about him, yes.
He runs a Ponzi scheme to fund illegal recruiting. And then when all that falls apart, he turns evidence against Miami.
Yeah.
Who he supposedly loved. I just think. That guy's name would not come out of my mouth as far as an associate of mine. I would be like, yeah, somebody really well-known has the details for me.
Yeah, I think it's one you take with a grain of salt. But hey, look, if it ends up being true, Cam Ward pledged.
Is it just me or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC+, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and rewatch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
For the Giants, then yeah. Devin Shapiro? Hats off to you, sir.
And Jose Canseco taught us, you know, sometimes the people that were down there in the trenches or whatever have the real story.
And true. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. I love that he has the offensive coordinator of the Hurricanes going there
with
as well.
Him. Yeah.
Like, he's got this whole thing figured out. We haven't hired the head coach yet, but we know who the OC is going to be and the quarterback. Can you imagine we got to deal with Cam Ward and Jaden Daniels next season?
That's what I was thinking.
It's crazy. It's absolutely nuts. I mean, they haven't even officially said that they're firing Daboll yet. So I don't know. I don't know what's going on there with the Giants, Lynn. I think that's a great point in terms of maybe the Giants organization, Prime, would just view that as like they're not good anymore. But then you're also advocating for the Raiders, and that's certainly been a poor run organization. But he's a believer in Antonio Pierce, so maybe it really is just all about the head coach there. But I don't know. How long is Antonio Pierce going to be with the Raiders?
And Tom Brady, though.
Yeah.
I keep reading and seeing how Mark Davis is giving plenty of like football control to Tom Brady, and Shadur has been a TB12 guy for the last like half decade.
Sure, okay.
So I think that
plays a big factor.
Huge.
Well, speaking of these ownership groups, a lot of movement today in the NFL. Ex-Mav Vince Carter is among 10 limited partners to join the Bills ownership group. First time in Buffalo franchise history that minority owners have been added. So you've got Vince Carter and T-Mac among the 10 limited partners who have
cousins,
joined
this. Cousins, I believe, aren't they?
Yes, they are. So it's non-controlling minority interests that were approved by the NFL today. So $1.4 billion from the estate of the late Hall of Famer Ralph Wilson in 2014 ended up going over to Pegulas, Terry and Kim. Recently, the Bills were valued at $4.2 billion, so the Pegulas are now going to retain 79% control of the team, and then the others is kind of distributed among former U.S. national soccer player Jozy Altidore. He's one of these. You've got Tracy McGrady. You've got Vince Carter and several others that are in this as well. So the Bills, you know, they're building a new stadium. They need some extra ownership money. They're getting it here, and pretty cool for Vince Carter.
Dude, so cool. I mean, probably one of the single best investments you could place your dollars at.
Yeah, dude.
I mean, just any NFL franchise. And the Bills are obviously on the up and up right now.
Certainly.
It'd be amazing if you could just buy stock in these teams, you know. Just give $100 a month to the local sports team, knowing they're going to get the taxpayers to build them their place of business, and the cost of television revenue is skyrocketing. It's the best investment in Jerry Jones' lifetime, and that's saying a lot.
What do you think about buying?
That sandwich is kicking your ass now, dude. I thought he had that sandwich. That sandwich has turned the tables on you.
It feels good, though.
Yeah.
What are you guys thinking about buying a college program? Basketball or football?
I'm in.
I mean, football. Are you saying choose?
It's about to happen
right now.
It's about to happen.
Wait, what?
Yeah. It's about to happen.
You're going to be able to, like, buy Florida State or?
You can buy 51% of a college football program from a college.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, that's insane. Look,
the guy who used to own the Milwaukee Bucks.
Yeah.
He did a seminar the other day, talking about how universities, to be able to handle NIL and to handle revenue for other sports and stuff like that, that they're looking for companies or owners to put up $50 million, $100 million in order to buy the program, and you own part of the program, but you fund it for the money. It doesn't have to come out of donors and stuff anymore.
Wow.
You're run like a professional franchise. I got to get the gentleman's name from the Bucks. He used to be the owner of the Bucks. But he said, I'm in negotiations right now to buy a college program.
Wow.
Basketball, football, it doesn't matter.
What a monster you have to be.
We just need to get some really rich person. We need to go and buy that ownership.
Dawson, you got that story?
Cole? So
what's that?
Here.
Was it Herb Cole?
It wasn't Cole, but it was one of the owner. Cole's not a part of this, but it's another gentleman. I think I got the team right.
You're making crap up, but I love the idea.
No. I'm not making it. This guy did a seminar the other day about
TED Talk?
What's that?
A little TED Talk?
I don't know what it's called, TED Talk, whatever. But here's Ruby. You got it for me?
Could have been Ed this time.
There you go.
Ed was talking.
Here comes Broadus.
Okay, here we go.
We got Santa and Broadus's Mrs. Claus walking by.
It's not him. It's another guy. But I'm not making this up. I swear I'll find it at the break.
You're making it up.
But they're talking about investing $50 to $100 million in buying college programs and then running them like professional franchises.
That's wild.
Jeez, dude. That's
incredible.
Awesome.
I mean, and
this was a real story that you were telling us right now, I'd be like, this is one of
it's
the coolest
things I've
ever heard.
It's a real sandwich I'm eating, by the way.
I love the idea.
I'm going back to
it's
it.
It's a brilliant idea.
That sandwich, baby.
He had a great dream last night, huh? NFL owners have also approved 8% sale of the Eagles to an investment group as well. So the Eagles, Jeffrey Lurie's given up a little bit of his ownership equity there as well. So you've got in this mock draft by Field Yates. I mean, we don't have to have like a war here, okay? Cowboys are picking at 12 overall.
I've laid down my sword.
Kelvin Banks Jr. goes 5 overall to the Browns. I am totally on board with you on Kelvin Banks as a guard. I think he is 100% needs to kick inside at the NFL level. I would not mind taking him. He replaces Zach Martin, and you're running right now. This offensive line is going to be sexual. Will Campbell goes 9 to the Bears. I think Will Campbell can play tackle. To me, I think he's got the athletic ability.
I think you got that right.
Banks' feet is just he struggles against speed. He just doesn't have it to be able to
it's
match up in
the
NFL.
It's making me sad that you actually are seeing this because I was kind of worried that maybe I was the only one on this.
No,
on this
you've
bridge.
Taught me pretty well. Like I don't think I think I'm wrong about a lot, but there's a couple of things I'll be right about. Cooper Beebe's looking pretty good for me right now. I'll just take that to my grave. Ashton Jenke goes to the Cowboys at 12, though. And I don't know. I don't know if he's going to go that high. I think, personally, Derek Harmon, the defensive tackle at Oregon, goes 14.
I'm higher on him
than a lot of people are.
I know. You do like him.
I like Derek Harmon. Mm-hmm. I think Harmon's a good player. And Jalen Walker, the edge from Georgia, I would also take him. He went 16 to Arizona.
He's more of an off. You think he's an edge, but he plays off ball.
He plays off ball. He's got some flexibility.
Now with this overshown injury, linebacker's in play for a first-round pick here. By the way,
it definitely is, especially a guy that has pass rushing versatility, which Jalen Walker does.
Okay.
We're going to get our first
game
in Munich.
They don't have any depth now.
No, they don't. They have none. We're going to get our first game in Berlin, in 2025. The NFL is going to play a regular season there. They've also gone ahead and announced a 10-year partnership with Nike. They're extending, and they're focusing on growing the game globally. Mm. So expect a lot more when it comes to international play with the National Football League. And I'll get more NFL stuff as we go throughout the show, maybe 420 before the top 10. And then we got the Chuck Wagon coming up at 6.
Well, thank you, old Chuck. Fantastic job once again with your NFL news of the day. We're hanging out here at Globe Life in Arlington, and your chance to participate in the Rangers toy drive, get some autographs, come by the broadcast position, say hi. John Gray's joining in at about 3:40 here. We'll talk to him about the Eovaldi signing, the signing of the slugger Jake Berger. But on the other side, the very latest from Stephen Jones there on Mike McCarthy. That's coming up next. It's the G-Bag Nation here on your home of the Rangers and Cowboys.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.